Student scam. Students make thousands in false claims. Three students working over the summer for an insurance company thought they'd come up with the perfect way to make money. With the help of his two friends, John Gilbert forged death certificates and letters showing that a certain Jacqueline Gilbert had died. The name Gilbert was chosen for the scam because it was the same as John's surname, Gilbert. He also produced letters showing that he was the beneficiary of her life insurance money. The claim was then approved by James Gargett, another of the students who was working at the same insurance company. The three students then received £30,503 after Mrs. Gilbert's apparent death. After this success, the students then decided to claim that another woman, Elizabeth Taplin, had died. Again, the letters were forged and the claim was approved by James Gargett. This time, they received £95,332 each. However, when the husband of the real Jacqueline Gilbert received notification that his wife's life insurance money had been awarded, he contacted the insurance company and demanded to know what had happened, as his wife was very much alive and well. The three men were arrested and have now admitted charges of faking the deaths of two women in a £125,000 insurance scam. The three students are awaiting sentence.
Sweet revenge. Man destroyed by mistresses. A senior Chinese official is in a lot of trouble after no fewer than 11 former mistresses accused him of corruption. It has been reported that Pang Jiavu offered his close friends lucrative business contracts under one condition, that he could have an affair with their wives. At the time, Jiavu was working as an influential Communist Party boss, and he was also the chairman of the Provincial Assembly. And he told his close friends that he was going to help them become very rich. However, much later, and in an attempt to protect himself, Jiavu sentenced some of the men to death for corrupt business activities. This was the final straw for the wives, who joined forces, accusing Jiavu of corruption and hypocrisy. The People's Daily newspaper in China said Mr. Jiavu abused his position. He converted young, pretty wives of his junior colleagues into mistresses. But he got caught, and we're pleased about that. Jiavu has already been sacked, and the case is now under review. The newspaper said, it is not surprising for a man to be brought down by one woman, but by 11 women at the same time is quite an achievement. The whole case is now under review and all pending death penalties issued by Mr. Jiavu have been postponed.